What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. I am really excited to dive into today's conversation because I'm going to be sharing small bits and pieces of my story with you guys today. So today I wanted to share with you guys the five reasons why I started to do a lot of this deeper inner healing work. And the reason that I wanted to share this is because there is a big difference that I don't think is talked about enough. There's a big difference between self-improvement work and self-healing work. Self-improvement work is the goal setting, is the creating and forming new habits. It's the working on improving and fixing yourself, quote unquote. Whereas self-healing work is doing the inner work that makes you realize that you were never broken all along. It is doing the healing, the clearing, the letting go. It's more focused on self-acceptance and being really proud and okay with where you are right now. And both self-improvement and self-healing serve a huge role in your growth, in your fulfillment, in achieving your potential, whether that's in your relationships, in business, in your health, in your life, whatever area it is that you're currently working on. But I think for a long time, I was so dialed in and focused on self-improvement as a high achiever, which I think we all are. And the biggest piece that's missed out is the self-healing work. And oftentimes that's what holds a lot of high achievers back, is because we do all this self-improvement and growth and we see success in the business, or we get into the dream relationship, or we're making a certain amount of money, or we achieve the dream body. Yet there's all these underlying issues or problems or struggles or challenges, whether it's around our identity or our self-image, these limiting beliefs, our ego, our fears, our not enough-isms that start to pull us back down to baseline, and we start to fall into cycles of self-sabotage. And this is really what was happening for me. So I wanted to share with you guys kind of the breaking point moment for me, the quote unquote, as they like to say it in this like woo-woo world, the like spiritual awakening moment that woke me up, that was like, we need to start doing something that was different than just the self-improvement work. We need to also do the self-healing work. And it was really the point in my journey where I started to literally question everything. Like, who am I? What is my purpose? What do I want here? What actually makes me feel fulfilled? What do I want to be known for, whether that's in my business or in my life? And more importantly, who do I want to be known as? And this is what hit me at the end of 2022. Basically, what I would consider the lowest point of my life, physically, mentally, emotionally. I was at this deep, dark low, yet simultaneously, there was a knowing in me, in every cell of my body, that there was more waiting for me on the other side of this darkness. I knew that there was a purpose and there was a reason for every pain that I had faced up until then. And that end of 2022 is when I committed to doing a lot of this inner healing work and find the answers within myself to these questions of who am I? What's my purpose? What do I want? What fulfills me? What do I want to be known for? Or who do I want to be known as? And really, the difference maker was I stopped trying to fill the inner voids with these external distractions and I started to go inward. And so these are the five things that throughout my inner work journey I really started to peel the layers back of. The very first one was my eating disorder. So 6 years ago, I struggled with a pretty severe eating disorder, specifically orthorexia. And orthorexia is also known as an obsession with being healthy that becomes really controlling and really restrictive. And that's when I saw a ton of weight loss. I also had an obsession with exercise and working out. And even while I saw, tremendous physical recovery in these past 6 years, or I guess in the past like 4 years from the time that I was diagnosed in 2017 till 2022, even though I saw a lot of physical recovery and I did see a lot of mental progress, internally, deep down, I was still really struggling with my self-image and my relationship with myself. I still had some hyper-controlling tendencies around food and exercise that were really ultimately just coping mechanisms that I used to mask that internal insecurity that I was struggling with. It's almost like my eating disorder was kind of transferred to a complete other disorder. So I had my eating disorder, which was orthorexia, and then I got into the fitness space and I was obsessed with macro tracking and weightlifting, which was a much healthier form. But again, it was kind of just this transition of this hyper control that I felt like I needed to have, and food and my body and exercise were my outlets. They were my coping mechanisms for that. And then in the beginning of 2021, I competed in a bikini competition, which just like took took the tornado and kind of spun it 10 times faster and really kind of peeled back the layers and was like, you are still really struggling with your relationship with yourself, far deeper than just body image or food or exercise. It's like, actually, you are struggling with your identity as a woman. And competing in my bikini competition and kind of breaking away from that fitness box or that fitness identity that I once attached myself to really started to shine light into the shadow of a lack of identity. So that's where it kind of all started, was middle of 2021 when I started to experience this lack of identity, breaking out of the fitness box, breaking out of the old patterns and habits of using controlling food and exercise my body as this coping mechanism to fill this internal void. And that's when I started to feel this internal void. So that's the very first thing that started to kind of push me towards the more self-healing route than just simply self-improvement. Secondly, I, despite scaling a very successful multiple six-figure online coaching business from my fitness experience and eating disorder recovery, I still felt like there was something missing. And again, this goes back to this lack of identity that I was feeling. So I, in the middle of 2021, completely burnt myself out inside of my business. I burnt myself out because I was attached to perfectionistic tendencies. I became a workaholic. There was so much pressure that I had put on myself inside of my fitness business to prove myself. Yes, to prove that I could build the business and be successful through social media, because there were so many people telling me that being an online coach was not a sustainable or successful way of going about building a career. So there were so many people I had to prove wrong in that route. But there was also a lot of people that I felt like I needed to prove wrong as still wearing the label of the girl with the eating disorder. I not only wanted to prove them wrong that I was no longer the girl with the eating disorder by healing my body and stepping on stage and competing in a bikini competition, like that was all to prove people, to everyone, that I was no longer the girl with an eating disorder and no longer the girl that struggled, but also used my business as that way of proving myself that, hey, I'm better. I'm not the same broken, unhealthy, sick girl that I was, that you used to know me as. And so there was all this pressure that I put on myself to prove that I wasn't that sick, broken girl that I used to be. Yet again, it was really just all taking what my eating disorder manifested, which was the lack of identity that I was experiencing, and now taking that into my business. And so I was really battling with a lack of worthiness inside of my business. I didn't feel worthy of the success that I was having because it was all built from this inner sense of insecurity. And I lost myself attaching my identity to this success, similarly that I attached my identity to fitness. And so when all of that started to kind of take a spin and a turn towards the end of 2021, that's actually when I hired my very first mindset mentor and started to do deeper personal development outside of just, you know, reading the books, listening to the podcasts. I hired a coach to help me start to work through some of this stuff. And he was the one who really helped me create a lot of self-awareness around the core limiting beliefs that I had around myself and starting to dismantle them. However, in the kind of beginning of 2022, April of 2022, I lost my dad. And this is point number three, why I started doing a lot of this inner work. My dad passed away in the beginning of 2022, April of 2022. And one night, he passed away one night very suddenly and very unexpectedly. Like, this was something that we weren't expecting. I didn't have any warning signs for. There was no goodbyes. I felt hopeless. I felt angry. I felt lost. I felt stuck in complete darkness because I was struggling internally with this lack of identity. I was struggling with all this pressure that I was putting on myself to prove my worth inside of my business. I was struggling with the beginning stages of this self-healing journey that I started at the end of 2021, and then my dad passed away, and it almost like amplified all that darkness. And my mental health really took a severe downward spiral. I have never experienced the depths of depression and anxiety and suicidal ideation that I had experienced after losing my dad. And I woke up most days wishing that I hadn't, and then I didn't. And that was no way to be a leader inside of my business. And that's when I really had to take a step back from my business and focus internally on myself, which is what I did towards the end of 2022. Also, simultaneously, right after my dad passed away, because I was downward spiraling so severely with my mental health, this is point number four why I started doing this inner work, was I called off a planned engagement. So I had been with my boyfriend at the time for almost about 2 years by then, and he was planning on proposing to me at the end of June. And I found this out secretly through the grapevine after sharing with people that I loved that, like, I needed to get out of that relationship because I was feeling really stuck and trapped inside of it. And they were like, yes, you need to get out of this relationship before it gets to the next level and it gets taken to the next steps of getting engaged and getting married, all these things. And so when I called off this planned engagement and broke up with him, really my whole life was flipped upside down. I had just lost my dad. I had just broken up with my boyfriend. Like, that next month, I broke up with him in May after my dad passed away in April, because I was supposed to then get engaged in June. Like, it was just a really crazy 3 months for me. And again, because of that, my mental health really took this downward spiral. My life flipped upside down. After I, you know, called off this relationship, I felt a lot of shame for calling off the relationship. It also sparked a lot of confusion for me around my inability to deeply love someone or receive love from someone. And so these four things all were just compiling in the middle of 2022. My lack of identity that I felt because breaking out of, like, this fitness girl box that I had completely defined myself by ever since my eating disorder, and then building an entire brand and business around it that I no longer resonated with. I felt this loss of identity within. The burnout and the workaholism and the perfectionism and the pressure that I had put on myself inside of my business, and the feeling of unworthiness that I felt inside of my business was just weighing so heavily on me. Then my dad passed away, which caused me to literally question everything about the point of life and who I was and what I wanted to do with my life. And that just came so unexpectedly and so suddenly. And then also ending an engagement with who was my best friend for 2 years, who was the person that I had envisioned spending the rest of my life with. And having so much confusion during this time. So those were four reasons why I eventually was like, oh my gosh, I need to take a step back and I need to really start to heal myself from the inside out. The fifth reason why I started doing this inner work is because, as I mentioned in the beginning, this entire time that all of this seemed to be crumbling down inside and out, I have what I call a silver lining complex. There was actually a guy that I dated for a very short period of time in the beginning of 2023 who said this to me multiple times, how impressed he was with what he called my silver lining complex. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. I really do think I'm someone with a silver lining complex. And it's basically this idea that I am always looking for the positive and the good in every situation. And he would say that to me. He was like, how are you finding the positive and the good in this? Like, how are you so optimistic right now? How do you have such, like, a growth mindset? And this is one of my superpowers. This is one of my skills that I am going to take any pain, any challenge, any failure, and I'm going to turn it into a comeback. I'm going to find the purpose within it. I believe that all pain has a purpose, and it's there to reveal to you your personal power. So no matter how much I was struggling at the end of 2022 or through 2022, I knew that everything that I was going through inside of my business, inside of my relationships, inside of my mental health, inside of my physical health, and my relationship with food and body and exercise, that all kind of became so confusing in 2022. 2022 was just such a tough year for me. I knew that all that I was going through, that there was a bigger plan for it. And indeed there was. All that I needed at that time was some support and some guidance to help me find the light within all of that darkness. And that's what's really brought me to where I am today, to help other women, other high achievers who define their identity and their worthiness by things externally, food, exercise, body, their business, money, a relationship, validation from other people, this was the core root of all the internal challenges that I was facing, was that I had a lack of identity, a lack of worthiness, and a core fear that I'm not enough. And because of that, I turned to all these things externally. I fell victim to the perfectionism, the workaholism, the burnout, the needing to prove myself, the people-pleasing tendencies that became really toxic to my well-being, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, at all. That caused me to become completely disconnected from my authentic, true self. And because of that, my journey of doing a lot of this self-healing has been reconnecting with the parts of myself that I have abandoned along the way and really starting to reclaim the quote-unquote shadow parts that felt like and that hold those beliefs of being unlovable, of being not good enough, of being unworthy. And so that's what I'm going to be teaching you guys inside of the Shadow Self, my brand new masterclass intensive that I'm going to be hosting on March 6th that I'm so excited for. It's going to be, I have completely finished the presentation and the slide deck for it, and it's just juicy, and it's going to be such a profound exploration of your identity, of your purpose, of really unlocking this full potential, of really finding the purpose and the power within your pain. This is going to be for the female entrepreneur who really wants the formula for how to achieve your full potential success without sacrificing parts of yourself to do so, without sacrificing your authenticity and your well-being and your relationships and your freedom in the same way that I did. I want to help. And that's what the 1% woman is all about, is helping this high achiever really start to improve and upgrade and amplify your identity and your self-image, your self-worth, your self-confidence, so that you can achieve your full potential within this life and feel fulfilled by the success that you are accomplishing. This is going to be for you if you feel like you are in business, your business has more momentum, but you want more internally, you're feeling stuck, the same place that I was feeling back in 2021. Maybe you feel like you have been grinding nonstop in your business and it's lost the fun, it's lost the freedom, it's lost the fulfillment that it used to bring to you. Maybe you already have so much proof that you are incredibly good at what you do in your business, but there's still this inner voice of self-doubt that tells you that you're not enough, that's causing all of the perfectionism, procrastination, imposter syndrome, and anxiety that you're currently facing. Maybe you have seen a lot of success inside of your business, but it doesn't feel as good as you thought it would, and there's still something missing, and you want to learn how to redefine success on your own terms. This is what we're going to break down inside of the Shadow Self by starting to peel back the layers, starting to see the parts of yourself that lie inside of your unconscious mind that are currently self-sabotaging you or causing you to feel super empty inside, despite the success that you're seeing, that are causing that inner critic voice to be really loud, that are fueling the anxiety and the overwhelm that you're facing inside of your business. We are going to uncover these inner blind spots that are the shadow parts that are making you feel stuck and help you start to alchemize them. Alchemize these shadows by turning the pain into your power. This is where you start to create the radical identity shift into your next level of inherent self-worth, unwavering self-confidence, and fulfilling success really begin. So the Shadow Self is going to be so incredible. All the links to register and apply are going to be down below. If you are someone who's ready for this fusion of self-improvement and self-discovery and self-empowerment with also that inner self-healing, then this intensive is going to be for you. It's completely free on March 6th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I would love to have you. But with all that being said, I just wanted to kind of give a recap, because I feel like I just blurted to you guys all of the, you know, reasons why I started doing this inner work, all of the kind of dark lows that I was experiencing back in 2022. But I don't just want to leave you guys hanging. I want to share with you guys some of the actual tangible things that have changed for me because I started doing this inner work and inner healing. So when it comes to my health, I like to break it down health, wealth, relationships. When it comes to, and you can see how all of those three areas of my life started crumbling down. My health, my, you know, being diagnosed with my eating disorder, and that like relationship with my body and myself and food kind of became really confusing and really unhealthy. And we're just like an unhealthy coping mechanism for the internal insecurity that I was facing. I have been able to completely transform my body from a health perspective. as someone who struggled with amenorrhea for 6 years, it actually wasn't until the end of 2023 that I healed my amenorrhea and I got my period back, which was a huge goal and a huge sign that I was actually healing from the inside out. And it's because I broke free from this kind of fitness box identity that I was trapping myself in. I healed my relationship with food, my relationship with my body, my relationship with exercise. And this is the first time that I'm actually sharing this because it was such a vulnerable thing for me to have struggled with amenorrhea for 5 to 6 years up until the end of 2023. And when I got my period back, it was such a almost like checkmark box for me that I was really healing from a physical, mental, emotional level, healing my hormones and healing internally from the inside out. So that was like a huge check mark of me and a huge transformation that I've been able to experience since doing some of this inner work. The second one in my business was like completely pivoting my business to something that is actually feels way more in alignment with my purpose here. I think for a long time, instead of my fitness business that was called Defined, it was all about helping women not feel defined by their body and food and exercise. And that still is my purpose. My purpose is to help you not feel defined by these things externally, by your external successes, whether that is food, body, exercise, or that's your business or the amount of money that you're making or the things that you accumulate and your accomplishments, but really starting to figure out and define success by who you're becoming along the way. And I've just been able to have so much more clarity around that purpose and actually start pursuing my purpose a lot more in a much more fulfilling and purpose-filled way, as opposed to needing to do it through the lens of health and fitness. I can actually just do it through the lens of life coaching and helping you actually just do this inner work that I am so, so freaking passionate about and have literally transformed my life from the inside out. So really being able to do this work with clients has been so fulfilling to me, and do it in a way that isn't burning me out has also been largely fulfilling as well. I completely shifted my Instagram. I started an entirely new Instagram page, which has been just the fresh start and blank slate that I needed. 110%. I have strengthened my self-worth. I found my soulmate freaking partner that I called in my greatest manifestation of 2023. Literally just like finding my soulmate, falling madly in love, and becoming so incredibly and feeling so incredibly loved as well. That is like my greatest manifestation of 2023 outside of healing my cycle and pivoting my business. I mean, 2023 was just such a transformational year for me and set me up to skyrocket here in 2024. But I just wanted to share with you guys some of the tangible takeaways of falling in love, healing my hormones, and recovering my period after 6 years of amenorrhea, and pivoting my business to something that is much more soul aligned, fulfilling to me, are some of the incredible kind of tangible takeaways that I've been able to experience by doing some of this inner work and become the happiest, healthiest, most healed version of myself that I've ever been, to the extent that I truly don't even recognize who I used to be. So in the best way possible. So if you are resonating with any of this, just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And as long as you are willing to go inward and not just focus on the love and light self-improvement work, but also do the darker inner healing work that is so, so incredibly necessary. I think one of the greatest analogies that I have heard for doing this work that I'm excited to share with you guys also in the shadow self, but the greatest analogy is it's like you're on a hot air balloon, and within the hot air balloon, you're like pumping the hot air into the air balloon so it goes up into the air, but it's also tethered with all these sandbags. And it's not until you're able to cut away the sandbags, the emotional baggage or the limiting beliefs or whatever these things that are currently holding you back and holding you down, this inner healing work that we need to let go of, it's not until you're able to let go of these shadows that you can act, that the hot air balloon can actually take off. So you can do all the self-improvement work that you want, but if you don't also pair it with the self-healing work, you're likely going to just remain stuck, remain at this threshold or this baseline that you currently feel trapped in. So yeah, I hope that this episode was helpful for you guys. I always love sharing my story with you guys and diving deep. And I think, you know, just breaking it up into these 4 to 5 different pieces and parts that really pursued and started and were the motivators for me starting to do this, some of this inner work could hopefully be motivation to you for why maybe you should start doing some of this inner work as well. As always, I am just a message away. If you found this episode insightful or helpful in any way, I would really appreciate the support. If you could leave this episode a 5-star review, comment below, share it with someone that you know needs to hear it. I would super appreciate the more love that the podcast gets, the greater that it can grow, the more lives that we can change, and greater impact we can make. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.